Any 178?
Well, they said there were hundreds of people queuing up. You must have been at the wrong entrance.
I might have been.
You said there was only one person in a brown cardi.
It's not unknown for you to the wrong entrance.
That's true. That's true. Now, Patty, where are you today? You're going to walk in on some people who've got cable TV.
Yes, you remember I wrote in the paper about a month ago.
We've been waiting to do this a month. You've been too busy in the meantime.
No, I thought I'd give them a month to see how it's going.
Sure.
Now, I'm at the home here at our new farm of Maria and Tony's, and I thought I'd just come up and actually see if they're watching TV at this hour of the morning, because it's pretty early.
I think they were the first in Brisbane to get cable TV.
They were the first family in Brisbane, that's right. We'll just give a knock on the door.
Good to see you've done some research this morning.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Hello.
Now, I'm Patty Beecham. You're live on PZX Breakfast Show. Good morning. I'll just get you to put those headsets on. Now, good morning, Tony and Marie. How are you?
Oh, good.
They sound really surprised, Patty.
Well, it's a bit hard to make up sometimes, Peter. Now, I thought I'd come this morning because you're the first family in Brisbane to have your cable TV connected. Can I come through and see if you're actually watching TV now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm in the house, Peter. I'm going down the hallway.
Is it a pretty home?
It's lovely. It's an old sort of, what is this? An old sort of Queenslander. It's an old Queenslander.
Or what you're trying to say, it's a broken down old Queenslander.
Absolutely not, no.
Has it got ducks on the wall?
No, it's a wedding photo.
Oh,
a photo of an old Queensland of the wall. It's beautiful.
Pretty stuff.
Lovely.
We got a shop up there.
You got a shop up there. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Maria, this is the TV room, and you've got the TV on. Now, you've been watching it for a month. Have you been watching as much TV as you thought you would when you first got it?
Well, no, not much, you know. Whatever I like on the watch on the TV.
Are you sure you're not talking to my mother-in-law there?
No.
Are you sure? Sounds awfully like it to me.
No. But the TV's on. We're watching a black and white movie of some men in white wigs.
Cool.
What's the movie you're watching, Tony?
No, it's not black and white. It's actually Swashbuckler.
Swashbuckler. And are there many channels that you get?
Yeah, no, well, this is actually Showtime, but there's also Prime Time, and there's a sports channel, and the music and business channel, but there's more channels to come.
I bet Tony watches a lot of TV, I can tell.
Oh, I do. I watch a lot of sports programs. Yeah.
Did you spend your Easter watching TV all around the TV set?
No. Easter was for the family, but my brothers were over here, and they all watched it, but no.
The kids are watching the TV, most of the TV after lunch.
Lovely. Oh, good. So what's actually on the thing? Have you got your remote control? We'll have a quick flick through, Peter, if that's all right.
Yeah.
So I think Swashbuckler, is that right? That's an old movie about, you know, befuddled white gentlemen in white wigs. What else you got, Tony?
Well, this one's a sports channel. This one's come on now. It's German soccer.
Oh, I'll be back. Oh, I can't wait to get it.
Oh, they're all hugging each other. They see that. What's the next one?
What's happening here? Can somebody tell me?
Yeah, there's a soccer match on. They're all
in green. Oh, right, okay, all right.
They're all hugging each other.
Yep.
It's good. Keep looking.
Yeah, okay. And this one here is
Encore.
It is Seventh Voyage of Sinbad.
Voyage of Sinbad, another old movie. What are the movies like? Are they worthwhile getting?
Some of them, yeah.
Don't they just keep repeating and repeating?
They do. They have one movie, some movies on five or six times a week, so you actually can watch it at different times.
That's sort of the ultimate in repeating, isn't it?
You're going to have to stop this because...
I'm a bit sicker to watch the same movie.
You're going to have to stop this, Patty. You're going to have to stop this. You're whetting my appetite, I tell you. All these wonderful old movies, five and six times a week. Well, German soccer at 7 o'clock in the morning. Whoa.
Tell me how you feel, too, both of you. I guess
we're quite happy.
But how do you feel when you see ads in the paper saying it's now $99, down from $299? It's two-thirds off the price. Does that make you, a bit goosebumbly?
I'm disappointed in that, yes. But then again, maybe they have problems with it, or maybe there's I don't know why, but I am disappointed, yes. I thought they'd $299, yes.
All right. Listen, go and enjoy some TV with them. What was that again, that expression, goosebumbly?
Goosebumbly.
Oh, rather. A new one invented by Patty Beecham. That sounded great. Now, I'm sorry, I forgot the people's names again.
Maria and Tony,
good morning, ciao. Oh,
good morning, ciao.
Okay, they might cook you some beautiful food while you're there.
Yes. Well,
if they can fit it in between the TV, those fabulous black and white movies. Could you get them to organize a TV quiz for the program, Patty?
Oh, hang on, don't talk to me now. I'm involved in this movie. They're
sailing
in the boat, Peter.
Oh, get out of here. Patty with the first people who've had cable TV in Brisbane. Yes, whet your appetite? I think I can live without it somehow. 21.